Hello everyone, and welcome to the round one qualifier for GGW7. Allow me to say that this will be interesting because I am about to fall asleep. In fact, I just spent probably the last 5 minutes hunched over my keyboard. But I reawakened just to read this. Welcome to GGW, Script Kiddies. Don't expect Kind Wing this year. Kinda put him away. It's time to sharpen those daggers and jump back into the wit and slashing of yore. I just hope you're all ready. Anyway, let's start with Frosted. There's some cute appeal here, and not a whole lot else. On the concept level, I get what you're trying to do. You've broken a poem up into a bunch of small pebbles that as a whole comes together to represent some profound idea. The problem is, the execution I just didn't find very good. The line breaks are just so jagged in this that I kind of stopped caring. I had to force myself, and I mean really force myself, to construct the concept of the piece without just walking away. And that's not exactly something you want to do with the task of, you know, entertaining the audience being weighed in the balance. Now, especially after this came with the warning from the last recording about, you know, hey, short pieces that are somewhat underdeveloped are kind of hard to judge from a point standpoint when the depth isn't really there, this piece probably wasn't a good way to open up GGW. Conceptually, I get where you came from. But again, while I get it, the construction is just massively unappealing. It's cute, and that's about it. You're just going to have to dig deeper to wow me at this level. That's pretty much all I got there. Moving on to PK. Leave it to PK to come up with something like this for the first round. Humor, entertainment, and all that glorious shit be present. My only complaint here? I don't really have any reason whatsoever to give a shit about these characters. I mean, I've seen them before, but I can only look at what you give me. And you should know better than anyone here that I need to give a shit to give a shit, right? A equals A. I didn't even try to go beyond that. It's just straight up true. A equals A. So that's really my only complaint for this round. I didn't really see the character involvement that I would have wanted. I didn't get to know them. I didn't get to, you know, grow with them. It was just kind of there. TLM. The TLM of old came out for this round. My usual complaints, totally out the window here. There were a few line breaks that I might have nitpicked a bit more, but nothing offensive in the construction. You know what you're doing, and it shows. I think perhaps some guiding punctuation would have been nice stylistically, but meh, that's just me. My true complaint comes from the entertainment the entertainment value. You have some really nice moments in this. I particularly like the use of satisfying crunch. Even now, a good week after I read it, it makes me dig my fingers, you know, into my palms just a little bit harder because I know deep down that I love it. However, I wasn't wowed by this. I read the poem, thought, stylistically this is good, it has a good message, but it didn't necessarily leave me feeling overpowered by the statement. This was a poem for you, about your own worth. But the beauty from entertainment would have come if you let the leader feel, you know, something about their own worth, too. That would have been the added icing on the cake. Scrolling through the word file. More scrolling. Singing. Trying not to fall asleep, yeah. Oh yeah, moving on to Black Gabriel. Welcome. This was interesting, but I'll be honest, I'm on the fence. You have some grammatical issues in your sentence construction, whether it be with clausal commas, quotation mark rules, or the ever-popular stylistic choices. I feel like you have this habit of dropping unnecessary little blurbs into your sentences, which, after a while, just gets really fucking annoying to see over and over and over and over and over again. Enough negative shit, though. What about the positive? Well, the big thing, at least for me, is that I found your subject content to be unique. I've been running this show for a long fucking time, and no one, and I mean this, has ever submitted something like this to me before. Personally, found it a little bit slow for my general taste, but it was something that brought different scenery to my table, and I can appreciate that. However, I will say that I think you need to take the time to focus a bit more on the entertainment draw of your work. It was really easy for me to slip away and forget that I was even reading this, and that's never a good fucking sign. On the other hand, there's nothing like the grit of a stillborn child to bring a little joy into my amusement-needing heart. Oh yeah, I went there. Tristan, this was another good piece. There were some grammatical things here and there, comma splices and some quotation mark capitalization issues around, but I definitely think you threw a nice one my way. It was entertaining, and I came, full circle on this. I really didn't know what to expect at first, but it opened up into something moderately exciting. I guess the only part that I'd criticize here is that the ending was telegraphed a lot once the hunter had done the deed. More scrolling. Eris, welcome back. I'll give props in being bold for submitting a script. The writing is fairly solid on the grammatical front, and I did enjoy the interesting presentation of the narrator. However, that's really where the buck stops. I'm not buying the entertainment value of this at all. The dialogue doesn't stand out as inviting and interesting on its own. It relies heavily on the backdrop and the conceptual feel of the piece. And you know what? It works for the modern nature, as you put it in the narration, and for that, I'll once again restate my creative props. I just think the dialogue itself needed a bit more power behind it to spark my imagination when I read through this. Chemical kills. Sorry, but quite frankly, if I see a consistent lack of capitalizing I just have to halt, say grammar train activate, and say this is grade one shit. I'm just not going to take it seriously, and I don't know why I should, really. This is the competitive setting. You absolutely have to be sure that you take the time to refine your work. And it's really irritating because I know that other people in this thread are very helpful in giving pointers to people along the way to make sure this type of crap doesn't happen, and I saw a warning post about this. A lot of people take the time to look after other entrants. So to not take that advice when there was plenty of time to fix it is really it's insulting to those people, really, and it makes me sad. So you need to make sure, edit your work because if you don't, I just don't see why I should care. It's like I said in the last contest recording, Wings Life got busy, and I just don't feel like wasting my time on pieces that I know aren't gonna do well when basic shit just isn't done. And that's where we stand. Utora. You know what? Quite frankly, I have really nothing to say to you. This was just fucking awesome. There were some slow sections kind of robbed you of perfection, but this is the second one in a row where you've really just banked me. And I'm not sure. I kind of feel violated a little bit. But banked. Tirsaria, concluding. This was okay. But once again, I find a few of your line breaks to be missing the edge. Aside from that, your constructions are okay. Also, I'm the type of person that feels as though poetry needs to be driven by some aspect of life. I just can't help but get the impression that you're writing this piece from afar, so to speak. You're trying to pull passion out of something that I don't really honestly feel you've experienced, and the end result is that in some spots, this poem kind of falls into the category of words for the sake of words, and that's not really all that good to do. You have some nice imagery here, but I want to see some imagery that taps into your author depth too. I kind of want to get, the sense of author empathy here to really see your signature, and I'm just not getting it out of this one. I'm seeing words, but I want to see more. If you get what I'm saying, time to paint the portrait. That's the next step. And now I'm going to take a nice drink of this water. Really push myself to not plow my head into the keyboard before this deed is done to say, "Get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies."